So we begin this Mishnah with discussing extensions of Ohalim, which do not fit the requirements at all of the Tefach, and they are not themselves really an Ohal. The reason that they work is because they're considered to be extensions of Ohalim that exist. Now, we already met this idea when we were talking about a porch and the Gezerah, Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that if you have a Kezias Ben Ames on the side of the porch, considered to be an extension of the house. Now, what we're looking at is the extension of the Ohal. Now, what you might have is an awning kind of thing. So you've got an opening, which is a doorway, let's say, or we're going to talk about an opening, which is a window. And above that door, and it may be far above the door, you've got a small little awning that covers the door. It's less than a tefach, and therefore it should not have a din of an ohel. It's not on the same level as the door itself, and therefore should not be mitzarev to the upper part of the door. Nonetheless, min rabbanan, because it is considered to be a function that is there of extending the door on some level, it's there in order to service the door, therefore we give it a din of an extension min rabbanan. And because of that, if you have a ziz, you have this shelf that is it's built into the house, so it would be an awning-like thing, and it's extending over the door. It would be mevi tuma into the house, even if it itself is just an inch. It's nowhere near a tefach. But the equivalent thing, which is a jizra or a javlit, that, even though it's over the door, is not considered to be an oil, unless it is, meaning it has that shear of a tefach. What do we mean by aziz? Aziz is something that is angled downwards and therefore is clearly meant to be an awning over the door. But a jizra is angled upwards and is therefore meant to be a shelf and is not part of the function of the door. Same thing is true of the javlit. As the Mepharshim point out, we're just not going to go there. There it's talking about that it's shaped in such a way that it goes down at the sides, and it's clearly there to be a decorative shelf and not part of the door. This, again, all it's talking about is not on the level of the door, the top of the door. And that would mean it would be Panei Lamala. Now, where do we see that Aziz could be Mevi Tuma even if it's not a Tefach? It's only if it is within three layers of bricks or three layers of stone of the top of the door. That is considered to be an awning. And that the norm of three layers is 12 tvachim, four tvachim per layer. So that would mean if you have a total of 12 tvachim above the door, if it goes more than that, then it's not seen as being part of the door at all. But yeter mikan, if it's more than that, it needs to be an oil all on its own, and it's not an extension. Because of that, it can bring tuma, but only if itself it's a poteach tefach. Now, if you're talking about things that are just there for decoration, let's say ha'atarot, very often you've got this pretty shape in the brick in which, let's say, it's an archway. Or you have this coat of arms that you've engraved into a stone. And they jut out a little bit from on top of the door. But those are not considered to be being mishamish, the doorway. They're decorative. Because of that, they're only going to be maybe the tuma if they themselves are a poteach tefach.